Greetings. Dearest ones, it is I, Sanat Kumara, who joins you this day. And I come upon the vibration of love and joy. And I bring this to all whom are present and to all whom are listening. We weave about ourselves the golden white light of Christ consciousness, integrating this into the energy fields. It comes upon us as if it were a radiant mist. It begins to recede, and we find ourselves beyond your earth, beyond your galaxy. We come to the cosmos. We find ourselves suspended within space, seated comfortably upon a most beautiful lotus leaf. We are seated as we gaze outward into eternity. It is, of course, a vibrational leaf. We are supported by it, its energies. It is held aloft by the consciousness of your universe. It is a place for you to rest, to contemplate, to gaze, to be in gratitude, and to marvel. For unfolding before you is the most beautiful, breathtaking vista. All of the galaxies, all of the nebulae, the stars, the rivers of light that run between them are all about you, to be seen forever. The color is dazzling. The radiance is absolutely beautiful. You exist within a cosmos of light. It is a manifestation of love. And so then, great beauty is found throughout all of creation, and you are part of this. Take a moment. You are within the ocean of the skies, the ocean of the heavens. It is a world. It is a world within which your earth has place. Take a moment to perceive about you the beauty, the elegance, the vastness of this eternal cosmos. Do you see how vibrant your spiritual universe is? The colors are shimmering with light. They sparkle. It's as if Christmas lights were flung across the heavens. They are so beautiful. Do you feel the heartbeat of creation, the pulse from divinity that travels ever onwards throughout eternity? There is a serenity, yet at the same time, there is great excitement, busyness, anticipation, as creation goes about its business of being in existence. Do you feel it? Be open. Put the mind aside and all its thoughts as best you can. Come into a focus. Do you feel the pulse of creation? Do you feel God's breath upon you? As you are seated comfortably upon your vibrational lotus leaf, you begin to slowly feel increasingly expanded. The energies within you begin to elevate, as if you can no longer be contained within your skin. It is not uncomfortable, but rather exhilarating. As you gradually come into an awareness of the power of you, the power held within your own being as part of this cosmos. Take a moment, focus upon you, see how you expand. Be open. The energies of the cosmos and the energy of you are one and the same. That is good. You are beginning to elevate, and I see you as the energy field that you are. I perceive your beauty through this. I see how you are changing. And as you expand vibrationally, you come into an alignment with the pulse of the universe. You begin to quicken. There comes a sense of anticipation within. Almost a sense of urgency, for you are now more alive than alive. More alive than how you feel contained within human form. Your inner power begins to surface. It comes to your awareness that you can do and be anything, that you are vast, that you are powerful, that all of creation is laid out before you, and you are part of it. You come into an awareness of the breath of God. You are aware that it sustains you, that it is the source of your power. Begin to breathe. Begin to breathe in unison with God. Fill your spiritual lungs with God's breath. Deeply, slowly, for God has all the time in the universe. Breathe deeply. Drink in your Creator. How does this feel? I see you. You begin to radiate more light, more love, more beauty. I see reflections of divinity upon you. You begin to feel a great joy, as if you could laugh, giggle and dance forever, that it would be your greatest honor to simply gaze upon this cosmos for all your days. It is so joyous to be you, to be alive in ways that are not known upon your world. You begin to understand. You do not know the divine plan, but you understand that inwardly it makes perfect sense. You feel safe. You completely trust that all is as it is meant to be forevermore. You begin to have gratitude for your soul consciousness, for it has brought you into human life. You become aware that the universe is not a place of isolation. You do not see, but you sense and feel that everywhere there is life. You become aware that there is many about you. You do not see them, but you feel their presence, and you know they are children of God. They occupy a higher vibration, and so they are not visible to your consciousness, but you feel them, and they are beautiful. You begin to understand that no matter what your circumstance, you are never alone. That even seemingly, the air that is about you, let us say, is filled with consciousness, is filled with unseen beings. And more than this, it is filled with the breath of the divine. Literally, my dearest one, there is love in the air. It is always with you, upon your world, in your lifetime, in your home. For you are embraced for all time by your Creator and by your own soul. You are held close. While you go about your daily business, while contained in physical form, it seems otherwise. There is a perception of separation, but that is an illusion. So trust, you are being looked after. You are part of God's majesty, this cosmos, this universe, and your world. It neither begins or ends. Do not fret over this one lifetime. It is a drop in an ocean. You have all the time in the universe. The loved ones that you hold dear, perhaps long gone, perhaps by your side. They are part of this cosmos. They are always with you, for in truth there is no space, no time, and therefore you are not separated. Is it not amazing to know that everything that you experience in all lifetimes, within the context of time, years and years and years, is but one instance, a blink of an eye. As I speak, come into an awareness once more of the heartbeat of creation. Breathe again. Find the divine breath, its timing. All of this is for you. Universes upon universes, lifetimes upon lifetimes, angels, beings of light, masters, friends and family, all for you, all manifested for you. How do you care for you? Are you gentle with yourself? Are you loving of you? Do you keep yourself well? For God and your soul has given you to you, has given you this form, this human consciousness. And what do you do with this gift? Do you treasure that which is you as it is treasured by all else within creation? You are like a spark of light upon these heavens. When you diminish yourself, when you do not love yourself or care for your well-being, there is an absence. The sparkle of you begins to go out, and all of creation mourns this, is saddened, for you are part of it, and your radiance is important. Yourself to love yourself at this moment, for you are powerful, and therefore the love that you bring to you is incredible, is life-changing, transformational. It is time for you to decide if you wish to truly live, to be alive in ways beyond that which is your present way of being. You have so much more potential. You are a child of God, and that is a privilege. Well, our lotus leaf gently descends. We move away from the cosmos. We come into the spectrum of your earth. We come to your world. It is no less dazzling. The golden white light surrounds you. It helps you to integrate the energies you have drawn to you this day. And I am Sanat Kumara, Adonai.